Paul Levy here from Fringe Review. This is quite a short little talk about flyering at the Brighton Fringe. Over the years, the rules about flyering in Brighton have changed, and it's worth staying up to date via the Brighton Fringe website. I think last year you had to get a permit. A lot of the flyering happens in New Road in Brighton, and if you're new to Brighton, it's worth looking that up online. There's certainly plenty of pictures on it, of it. The Edinburgh Fringe has the Royal Mile, which is a very, very long, crowded street where literally thousands of people go every day, and it can take you half an hour to get up the street, and everyone is in your way flyering or they're street performers. There is a flavour of that on New Road in Brighton and on some of the adjoining places and some other places in Brighton where you can feel that enthusiasm of showmakers to invite you to take a flyer and find out about their show. Some, like in Edinburgh, you may decide to be in costume, you might have a short piece to perform, you may have a banter, you may have a recorded few lines in your head that you're going to go and say to people, and that all makes sense. But what I'm interested in here is what is particularly unique about Brighton. In my opinion, as somebody that has lived and made theatre here, Brighton isn't as flyer saturated as in Edinburgh. It's easier for people to give flyers and for people to take them in Brighton, and you can get rid of your flyers on New Road and have proper conversations with people. Now, not everyone will take your flyers, but it really is worth coming down to Brighton and flyering and being part of what's called Fringe City, which happens at weekends, and there's obviously options there for you to perform as well, just like in Edinburgh on some of the stages. But putting the hours in is a really good thing to do in Brighton, and having a, I would say, non-preachy, non-fake, without the words like amazing and lots of superlatives, genuine description that's enthusiastic and informative about your show, what's different about it, why people might want to come and see it. And in Brighton, that is something you may be surprised at how many people are keen to take your flyers. But there is some wisdom on the ground in Brighton too, that people are, I think, interested in newness. They're interested in things that cut across boundaries, that are experimental. So if you've got that one-liner, not just in your mouth to speak, but also on your flyer that isn't fake and isn't exaggerating, but points out what's a bit different, why people might want to come and see it and not see something they've seen before in some form or another. We're living in Brighton, I think, partly because it's a relaxed, friendly place in terms of the arts, but also because people do mix and mash up their work across different disciplines and genres. So think about what's unique about your show and have that banter ready. And if you're getting your flyers printed now, I would suggest a really clear image, a really, really big title for your show. We often see flyers that they're very bamboozling, and people are less likely to take those than when they look at a flyer. If it's very, very clear what it's called, what it's about, they're more likely to take it. And obviously, if someone's got some time for comedy and it says a brand new comedy, and they can see that from the distance of 2 or 3 feet, they're more likely to see it. There's nothing like a good, clear image as well, something a bit different, something that really captures the essence of your show. So when somebody does look at the flyer and you say, come and see my show, it's about blah, those two things join up rather than confuse or scare somebody off. So get your flyers designed now. Get them designed in such a way that as you walk up New Road, you'll be able to give those flyers away, and actually that can turn into seats, bums on seats. Now, the other thing that you may notice about New Road is it's very, very short as well. It's not like the Royal Mile. It's literally you can walk from one end to the other in just a couple of minutes if there were no people in the way. On the busy days, there are a lot of people there, and it can be good to find your place to stand and hand those flyers out. But don't just stand there. Try different places in not just New Road, but at the ends of those roads too, and other places where you may be allowed to flyer. And as I say, check up on that. But have a flyering strategy, and definitely focus on the idea that Brighton people are curious about the new, the unique, the quirky and the different. What's new, quirky and different and innovative and boundary crossing and groundbreaking? That word's used a lot. Genuinely groundbreaking about your Brighton Fringe show.